Well, in Washington, D.C., a group of elderly men are trying to keep the legacy of a segregation-era social club alive. Segregation in the U.S. kept millions of African Americans from attending certain schools, using public restrooms, and confined them to the back of public buses. It also kept them isolated socially. Sasha Ann Simons from member station WAMU reports on a group of aging friends who are acknowledging that history with a poker game.
Hi. Hi. You're right on time.
I am.
When I arrived at his home in Silver Spring, Maryland, Tom Taylor had just finished making dinner plans for that evening. The 92-year-old's social life is bustling. He not only dines out regularly, but also does yoga and remains devoted to his longtime love, the game of poker.
I look forward to going to my poker groups and playing cards.
When he was in his late 50s, Taylor was invited to join a private gathering of D.C. black professionals called the Brookland Literary and Hunting Club. The group didn't do any reading or hunting. Instead, they played five-card stud poker for hours. After the games, they ate a feast, often cooked by their wives.
Segregation had a lot to do with it because we couldn't move around a whole lot. And that's why a lot of things started in people's homes.
Early members of the group included William B. Bryant, who served as the first African-American chief judge of Washington's federal court, and Minton Francis Sr., a former high-ranking official at Howard University. For them, a high-stakes game meant playing for $1 bills.
Even with the big games, I don't think anybody ever walked off with more than a couple of $100s, in one pot.
But it wasn't about the money. It was about brotherhood. And that's something Taylor misses. Members have gotten older, some have died, and a couple have moved to Florida. So it's been a struggle to get together like old times.
I think we're really now approaching the point where we just about had it, and this is a good time to think about ending it.
So these days, Taylor gets his poker fix by playing with another group of guys who call themselves Club Dookie. In this round, Taylor's the dealer, and bets are 50 cents.
Pair of fours, and six is a wild.
The group meets once a month at a country club in Silver Spring. On this day, seven of the nine members came out to play. They're all at least 70 years old. France Wilson showed up early. His first order of business was to grab the bag of quarters he's kept stored in a locker since the last game. How much would you say is in here?
Oh, maybe $50 about.
Wilson keeps a little white label on his bag that's typed and laminated. It has his name, and on the bottom, the sign reads, "Keep out." Here's why.
My wife, when she needs postage money or any other kind of money, she goes into my bag and get a handful of quarters.
Though he loves playing with Club Dookie, Tom Taylor still reminisces about the good old days with the Brookland Literary and Hunting Club. With the help of a D.C. oral history project, Taylor and other living members of the poker club can keep its memory alive. Eve Austin is the project manager. She's been meeting with the members since last year.
They're old-fashioned and they're really gentlemen.
As society shifts toward more online interaction and fewer in-person activities, Austin says recording and preserving this history now is imperative.
I was just kind of fascinated by the idea of how playing these social games, kind of what it means to people and the interconnectedness, the relationships, and also just culture.
Over the last year, Austin has used thousands of dollars in grant money to hire a videographer and transcriptionist to capture as much as possible about the club.
From sitting with them and listening to them and getting to know them, it really touched my heart.
Tom Taylor is determined to get his old poker club together again.
I'd be happy to see it go on, but it's not the same flavor. Six is a wild.
He's planning to host one last session, a final hurrah, at his son's home next spring. One last chance for the Brookland Literary and Hunting Club to shoot a few bucks. For Here and Now, I'm Sasha Ann Simons.